You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Okay, check it out. My sponsor time, brooklinen.com, one of my favorite sponsors. Why? Because it has to do with bed. I love bed. I love sleep. Sheets are an important part of that. Bedding is an important part of that. And I have these sheets on my bed. I swear to God, I'm not just saying this. I know you didn't even give a shit. Don't fast forward through this. Listen to this ad. Okay? You spend a third of your life in your sheets. Are they taking care of you the way they should be? With brooklinen.com, you get high-quality sheets and bedding you deserve for a price that won't keep you up at night. Woohoo! Buying great sheets, it's an easy way to upgrade your life. The right sheets can make or break a great night's sleep. You feel better the next day, more well-rested the next day. Even though quality sheets make for a great quality night's sleep, most high-end bedding, it's ridiculous. It's marked up like 300% by the time it reaches the stores. Brooklinen makes quality sheets and bedding accessible to everybody. Brooklinen was founded April 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich Fulop. Their philosophy that people deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without luxury prices. What a great philosophy. Everybody should have that philosophy. Everybody's trying to be a fucking gazillionaire off of everybody else. Oh, look at me. I'm getting all friggin' libertarian. Government, stay out of things. Brooklinen cuts out unnecessary markups, manufacturing waste in order to get exquisite designs, exceptional savings across their collection. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. Because people love these products, their sheets get over 12,000 five-star reviews. They have versatile color patterns that you can mix and match effortlessly to complement any decor. They wrote that. Yeah. Okay, this is luxury bedding. Underpriced. You have to try these sheets. I'm not joking around. I really do. I have these on my bed. I love Brooklinen sheets. I love my sheets. Try these sheets, and I know you'll love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer for my listeners only. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you'll love these sheets. 60-night free trial, satisfaction guaranteed, and when you get the sheets, lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give it a try. It's free, $20 off, lifetime warranty. And send them back if you don't like it. The only way to get the $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code WHATDUDE. It's a great, this is sheets, I'm telling you right now, great gift for Christmas and the holidays. Brooklinen.com, Brooklinen.com, promo code WHATDUDE. Use it. You'll love it.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yo. What's up? I am back on YKW. You know what do? YKWD. What's up, everybody? I got everybody here. I got a cast of the Mighty Whiteys.
Yeah, you got a real white show today, Will.
Dude, this is white. This is like the White March.
Yeah.
Like the other day.
It is all cream.
White Lives Matter.
It's all cream with a drip of coffee.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it really is a point as much as it is an observation.
Everybody want to go around? Is it introduction?
Are we doing AA introductions? That's pretty fun.
We definitely could.
Let's start this way.
Hey, Mike Suarez, social media.
Needle drugs.
pain.
Did you just wake up?
I got caught crossing some state lines with some pretty powerful shit. I've learned in here that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And looking forward to living a clean life.
He's coming in hot.
I know.
Listen, man,
hold on, dude. You're skipping the line.
I'm sorry, Gabby.
Thanks.
No said respect I was coming for in Gabby. Hot. With all this Weinstein shit going on, you got to respect the women, dude.
I respect women more than anything. I was raised by women.
Starting right off with Weinstein.
How do you just throw that on another guy?
Because you're a white man in power.
You fucking kick people in front of the bus. A white guy in power that you're lives under power. A train? Come That's see right. where I live in my apartment. That's Tell right. me how much power I got.
You got a lot of power.
I don't got shit.
Your name is
And
Soda.
I'm bringing it fast because that used to be the pace of this podcast.
Boom.
I don't like it's in its geriatric age. We're doing some fucking book
First
club.
Of all, you ain't going to use these big ass words that Brian can't understand and shit.
No, don't put that on Brian. That's you, Will.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm sure I'm not the only one that don't know what that means.
The show's gotten off to a very white
please
start.
Please, respect Gabby.
I would love Gabby to go.
Hey, I'm Gabby Bryan. I'm the new producer. That's it.
Bam.
Right, that was quick.
She's the new Gabby. She's not the new Lauren. She's not the new Festuca.
Or what's the other
Scopo.
Dude? Scopo.
That thick butt weirdo's not here.
That dude's head was bigger than everything else.
No, his ass, dude. That was a giant ass. He knew it.
He had a lesbian ass.
Yeah, well.
It was tough to see it go.
It was.
It was tough.
It was like watching a cloud walk away.
To see his ass go?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was tough. He pulled down half the curtains around here on his way out.
Scopo was thick. I liked doing a podcast with a rap video guy.
Yeah, he looked like a Chilean horse from behind. Yeah. Shuly Agar, SiriusXM, Howard Stern Show, comedian, proud father, husband, and friend of Dan Soder.
Yeah, that's true.
Hold on, wait. Now you pronounce the name?
Shuly.
Wait, the whole thing.
Listen, Will, I love you. I'm a huge fan. You mangle it any way you want, okay?
No, I used to pronounce it...
Julie with a shoe.
No, I Shuly.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, Boom. But I used to pronounce it Shula.
That's
when
fine.
I saw it
Don
on paper.
Don Shula?
Like Look
one
at
of the
paper.
Greatest quarterback, one of the greatest coaches of all time.
That's a real person?
Don Shula?
Oh.
Yeah, dude, he's a legend. He's not even a real person.
Oh, sure.
He's a goddamn legend.
Will's a big football fan, we all
can
tell. Yeah. I'm not.
I know.
Obviously.
That was
the yeah, that's...
But good intro to Brian.
Thank you.
I'm an intro on Brian Kennedy.
There you go. Thank
you're going
to
take his freaking...
Whoa,
no,
okay.
that's how much I love Brian. I want to introduce Brian Kennedy, Will.
If you love him so much, what does he do?
He's a father. He's a Mets fan.
He breathes.
Comedian.
There you go.
Giants fan.
Former comedy booker.
I mean, this guy...
Club manager.
Producer. Comedy producer.
Yeah.
He did March Madness for
goddamn right. He did the World Series of Comedy.
And the World Series of Comedy. Oh,
which,
shit.
Yeah, which we lost to your team.
That's
me,
right.
Me, Nate, and Dan Shackey lost to you, Kyle Grooms, and Liz Mealy.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
we were the Astros, too.
Yes, that's
Isn't
right.
Isn't that fucking
that's
nuts?
Right.
Yeah, you remember that shit?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I smoke a lot of weed, but my memory is crisp
You remember
in certain areas.
All the losses.
I know all the L's, buddy. I just etched them into my arm. That's why I always wear sweatshirts.
Did you feel bad because two blacks and a girl beat you all-white team?
No, that's like, isn't that like a fetish thing?
Wait, who was the Astros fan? You are, right?
No, I'm not an Astros fan.
Who,
I have no fucking clue who picked the Astros because I'm a San Francisco Giants fan.
Oh, that's right, Giants.
And then Nate likes, I don't know, whoever. I wasn't there the day they picked teams. No,
that
we
was a fun show. That was a good
wait,
one.
Wait. Can you introduce yourself before
yourself.
You go into this big?
If they're listening to this pod, yeah. I mean, this is the pod. This is where I started, baby. This is the incubator. I'm Monster Voice. I'm Dan Soder.
What is your name?
I'm Dan Soder. If you're listening to YKWD and you don't know who I am, please go back and listen to all the episodes with Joe List, Louis J. Gomez, and Kelly Festuca.
And Will Sylvans.
And yeah, there are some good ones with Will. But there's some great. Yeah, when me and Joe were still drinking, you came on a couple times.
You drank during the podcast?
Fuck. No. Bobby thought it would be a good idea to have beer in the studio. He's like, Dan, my guests can have a beer. It'll be fucking great. And then he didn't know that Liz and I were just going to drink all of the beer. And he's like, how many did you guys fucking have? And we're like, six each. And he's like, you guys drank fucking 12 beers? It's on the podcast. You can hear it. He gets upset at the end of the episode. He's like, what the fuck, dude?
Wait, hold on. You saying he gets upset? He gets upset at all the podcasts.
Yeah. I know, but he was like,
this. He starts off upset.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to get Bobby there. That's like his fun zone. When
Bobby
gets mad,
you're
like, I was doing it. So it's like when Hulk Hogan hulks out.
It is fun to see, and not a lot of hard work to get him there either.
Yeah, you don't have to fucking body slam him.
No. Nope.
You just have to sit in the wrong seat. I bet me not sitting in the middle seat makes him fucking furious when he watches this
video.
Does
he like you to sit?
He has me sit in the middle in like a very odd Tiger Mom kind of way. Wow. Where when this episode comes out, he's going to fucking dig.
Why were you sitting on the end?
I came in and Gabby was sitting
here. Dude, you fucking, how many times have you done this podcast? You sit in the middle.
I'm going to record that conversation and play it back on this podcast when I guarantee it happens.
It will happen.
Do we switch seats to save us?
Oh, no, new person. I'm letting you take
your phone. Bobby.
No.
Right here, buddy.
Oh, I ain't moving. Going to learn quick.
First of all, now, Brunch is one of the happiest things people ever. No one ever got mad at Brunch. No one ever, you know, killed anybody after Brunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bobby came to Brunch and was angry as shit last week.
Oh, that's great. He really did. It's, you know, it's just like it's his style.
How you get mad at Brunch?
Well, because maybe he just wanted specifically breakfast or specifically lunch.
Brunch is like someone jerking you off, but you know what I'm saying?
Brunch? Where do you go to get brunch? That sounds like a great place.
A rub and tug with a nice egg, Eggs Benedict.
After I jerk you off, you want Eggs Benedict?
Yeah, you're being rude, by the way, man. We didn't introduce the final.
I hit his microphone, too. I'm disrespecting him on every angle.
Zach, the new guy.
Oh, there's even a newer guy?
A new guy.
Who's newer, you or Gabby?
No. I'm newer.
Yeah. You're newer.
Yeah.
So you're...
No, technically...
Bing, bang,
technically...
Bing.
You're the oldest...
No. Technically, new guy, not new person. So he's a new guy. She's a girl, so he's a guy.
Well, sometimes really we just want to do it without pronouns, and we just want to be gender fluid. Why can't we just be people on a podcast,
but he
Will?
Said it.
Why do we have to be black people and white people?
First of
Why
all,
can't we just be human beings who ingest oxygen?
First of all,
I'm with her.
To be black. I try
Thank
to be,
you.
I try to be people, but when I walk out the streets, the cops let me know that I'm a black
people. But they're not people.
The cops?
They're gods.
he was so happy today, by the way, that a taxi went by me.
This motherfucker hailed a cab and the taxi went by.
You were standing too close to him.
Exactly.
That's why.
You started first, and then you go, no, you go. And then I put my hand up.
Will
like,
immediately went to box you out?
Yeah, no. He was trying to use me to get a cab.
And I said, how did you feel? I said, fuck that. I said, that's how I feel every fucking minute when I'm walking down the street.
I said, don't worry, I'll get the next one. And the next one came.
Yeah.
I got it.
You should do a new technique called the white shield, where you just grab their back and aim them at the cab that you want, and you're behind them, and then when the cab stops, discard the shield, go for the cab. I think we're on to something.
Oh, wait, you mean like a cutout?
That's even better.
A cutout with a white guy going like this.
Yeah.
Guy's in a suit.
Yeah, guy in a suit, and then you're like, bam, like, you know.
And then you hop out.
Aha, motherfucker.
You're like, you pulled over.
Harlem, bitch.
He's like, no Brooklyn, go.
Oh, wait, I said Harlem. Harlem is actually white now. So he'd be like, okay. He'll be
like this.
I'd love to take you to Harlem.
Right, where would you like to go? 145th in Amsterdam?
It'd be great if Will busts through it like a high school football team.
Yeah.
The paper.
We're going to Crown Heights. With my Haitian voice, booking, okay?
Yeah.
Booking right now.
He's like, oh, sorry.
And I'm not paying tip. No tip.
You should do a thing called accent debates, where you just get into accented debates with cab drivers.
What the fuck that mean?
It means we try to decipher what you're saying.
Yeah.
Two people with heavy accents.
No, you know what you do.
My accent is not that heavy.
Ah, Will.
My
accent. You're talking to someone that's known you over 10 years.
What?
It's still heavy.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
Zach, new guy.
Newest, but oldest, but newest.
Is your accent heavy? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Motherfucker, are you paying attention? Are you watching porn? What the fuck are you doing?
It's noticeable. It's noticeable.
See, it's noticeable. It's like a girl with a miniskirt or a girl with a skirt above her knees. It's noticeable.
Well, it's noticeable is a guy's way who's scared of you saying, yes, you have a bad accent. You understand?
Zach, are you scared? You got a beard like me, motherfucker. You ain't scared.
What? The beard? So beards mean you guys aren't scared? I'm trying to find any kind of through line with your logic.
I have a beard. I'm terrified.
You have a beard? You're a strong man.
That's not a beard, motherfucker.
Whoa.
No, listen.
Are you serious? What? That's a beard?
What constitutes a beard?
Weinstein got that beard.
What constitutes a beard?
Bringing up Harvey Weinstein. Did he do something to you, Will?
Yeah,
is this your way of saying that he tried to shower with you?
Join the list, dude.
He goes, hey, why don't you come over here?
Who's that guy that got caught today having
Spacey.
Sex with a 14?
Kevin Spacey
hit on a 14-year-old boy.
How come everybody's coming out now? Is it the season?
What, just to... well, yeah, sure. Why not?
I guess so.
Let's just shine light on all these.
You think Spacey did that?
He admitted he did it.
Yeah.
Oh, Spacey said he did it.
He came out and he did it, but then he tried to overshadow it.
What a deflection! What a deflection!
Wait!
Yeah. No, wait. He said he was drunk after doing the Robert Kelly podcast. So, in all fairness,
no,
he said
hold
he was drunk.
Spacey admitted that he tried to hit on a 14-year-old.
Will, read that article. Go ahead.
I choose now to live as a gay man. Kevin Spacey.
Isolate that audio.
No, read the article, Will. Don't announce.
Isolate that audio. That's who's play that every time Will's on this podcast.
Wait, I don't get the joke.
I choose now to live as a gay man. Is that playing every time you're on the podcast? No. How do you not see the joke in that? That's hilarious. I'll walk you all the way to the punchline.
This is Kevin Spacey's thinking. It's quote. I choose to live as a gay man.
It's a
end quote.
Yeah, he came out and was like, yeah, I did
it. It's not
but
a
also,
quote. It's a half a quote.
He goes, I was drunk. I was a little aggressive with the guy. Also, I'm gay, so if you don't like me, it's a hate crime.
But it also wasn't a flat out, oh, yeah, I did this. It was, I don't really remember it. That was
if
how the art, that was how the statement started.
Goes, hold on. Everybody calm down. Let me read this shit.
He didn't touch me. I'm
Kevin
fine.
Spacey has come out publicly as a gay after years of speculation.
As a gay. It doesn't say a gay.
Yeah, it says publicly as
okay,
gay.
Okay, well, someone just delete the A part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just went and edited the article.
The winning actor who has fiercely guarded his personal life for years.
Oh, honey, you don't know how fierce.
Announced his homosexuality on Twitter.
That's a good place.
Everybody's announcing things on Twitter.
People have been telling me I'm gay on there for years.
Twitter is like now the balcony where you say speeches, like how they used to say. Yeah. Twitter is a place where you just...
Wait, but hold on for a second. When I told you this, you didn't know he was gay, did you?
I didn't know he was gay.
Really?
Who didn't know he was gay?
I
didn't
know.
Anybody
else? I just thought he was just trailing for some 14-year-old dude butt. He's just like, why not?
I thought he was,
I'll go with it. If I'm going to do it, let me get the most rare form.
Actors do some weird things to get into getting character. Maybe he had a part coming up.
I don't think pedophilia is one of them.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. He's like, how are you going to get in this role? He's like, I'm going to fuck kids. You're like, you are committed.
They're like, hey, Kev, you're working a drive-thru at a McDonald's. Yeah. I don't know if that calls for that.
So you, now
Happy
you,
meal.
Hold on. I must say, Dan Soda is a fine actor.
Thank you.
Great
very
actor.
Much.
I seen that. What's that movie?
Do I fuck children when I get in roles? Well, Will.
What can I say?
Answer
it's
question.
More animals, young animals.
So, you fuck animals?
Baby animals. Animal pedophilia.
That's not. Is that a thing?
No.
Animal pedophilia?
And I don't fuck animals. I fuck human women.
How
somehow that sounded creepier than you fucking.
Oh, they're my trophies. Oh, I have the human women
Wait,
as my trophies.
Say human women.
I'm married to an animal.
You could just say women. Yeah, are there women in the animal world?
No.
They're
female.
No. That's not the word I use.
Women.
Is anybody paying attention to the podcast?
Sorry.
I said.
I'm trying to find your logic in all of this.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
Do anybody use women when they talk about animals?
No.
Ooh, look at that woman.
That's a human.
That's what I'm. That's my point.
Yes. To make it funnier, I said human woman. It's a joke.
Oh.
It's overly clarifying.
Dude, I thought you
like
again. This is how good his acting is. I thought he was dead ass serious.
But he just with that deer, I go, look at that woman. Look at that woman deer.
In all fairness, Will's just coming back from the McLaughlin group taping, yeah. So he's a little...
Paul Manafort, take him out of ego, Will.
Wrong.
I know.
Wrong.
I had no idea.
Next up.
Next show.
McLaughlin is a group. It was a show on...
It was older, white. It was a white show.
Older
of course.
White show.
Of course.
Like,
you ain't got
white.
No black
I don't think they ever had a black person.
Shula, you ain't got no black references.
Shula.
Dude, we'll get to it.
I coached the 72 Dolphins. You don't talk to me that way.
Undefeated.
Thank you.
The football team?
Yes.
Yes.
We are, there we are. Up to speed.
No, the actual...
Hey, coach, the fleet of Dolphins.
Oh, can I
women Dolphins.
This is going to be a dumb moment.
No such thing.
When you said Dolphins,
yes.
I'm thinking Dolphins.
Right.
The animal.
The animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So when you said it, because we were just talking about women alligators.
Yes.
How about
I mean,
this?
I don't think we brought up alligators
so
at all.
So you said you coached Dolphins. I'm thinking, did Shula coach Dolphins?
Shula did not. But let me ask you this. Blow your mind even more. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Dolphins, the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Are there women dolphins?
What?
You were asking.
No,
are there women in...
Wait, can I blow your mind? Well,
go
I
ahead.
Found out. Do y'all know that dolphins love to rape?
Yeah, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll get right on top of you.
But hold on. Is
this sounds like you guys brought this up at like
dude,
a dinner party
and
we're all like,
Zachy, can you...
Is this related to
Zachy?
Kevin Spacey?
Sure? Zachy, can you Google... Dolphin rape?
I don't think we should.
For the third time today?
It's not my computer, so.
It'll be visual.
I know dolphins are one of the only species that have sex for pleasure.
My point to you is, what do you mean for pleasure? All those animals have sex for pleasure.
No, that's not true.
You see that? You ever see their faces? You ever see a squirrel's face?
Yeah, I don't watch squirrels fuck that close. I go, hold on, guys. Hold on. I know where I got to go to this meeting real quick. I just got to get in this field, get real close to this squirrel.
Look over here, you banging two. Out. Look over here. Really
look at me close. When you come. I want you to look at me when you come, squirrel.
I saw a video where the squirrel, the female squirrel, the woman squirrel, as
like
you would say.
Like wink?
No, she turned around. She turned around to look at the male squirrel while he was doing it.
She was like, good job.
She's like, you call that a cock?
She goes, why don't you get that nut? Okay, we have fun. We have fun in this park.
So the thing is about dolphins raping, how you know they raping?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, there's an illustration.
Because you say, you scream no, and they keep swimming.
Man, if you're telling me dolphin rape wouldn't be a great band name, you are fucking wrong.
Speed metal? Yeah.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dolphin rape. Dolphin. Take it what we want.
But the thing is.
It sounds like a Luis J. Gomez band. I'm just doing it. I just want to know.
Hold on. Are we going to attack this dolphin rape sister?
Yeah, I'm trying to read the article.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Will.
The thing is
this your issue, Will? Is this where you get oddly serious? You go, guys, we've had a lot of fun today, but let's get real.
Hold on. How do we know that whatever these humans are telling the dolphin is not the dolphins interpreted it as, hey, let's have sex?
So you're saying this is consensual, but us humans are misinterpreting?
Yeah, yes. He's saying they're asking for it. Well, like, look at these bathing suits.
What are those
nowadays?
Dolphins
no,
wearing?
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying whatever the humans are doing at the time, right. Maybe the dolphins reading it as, oh, I think the humans are saying they want to have sex.
Like holding on to their fin and swimming with them. Maybe they take that as,
yeah, like, oh, shit, he wants some of his dolphin dick.
Right. If you didn't want it, why did you pet my side? You fed me a fish and then grabbed my dorsal fin?
It's on.
You
touch my blowholes. Yeah.
You're just going to get in my tank and tease me like that?
See, Dan, you're joking, but you got a good point while you're joking. The thing is, what if the freaking dolphin in their world, that's what that means?
Yeah.
Well, hey, when you want
you're saying if it was reversed and like a dolphin came up and like kissed my neck.
Yeah.
And then like grabbed my dick and then I like had sex with the dolphin. The dolphin's like, I didn't want to do that.
And the dolphin go back
to rape. Thank you.
The dolphin go back to the dolphin. Yo, the humans are raping out there.
The guy on Billions diddled me.
And then I have to go on Twitter. I go, I am openly a dolphin fucker.
And I'm also gay.
And I'm gay.
Is that making it better? Oh, God.
Look over here, everybody. If you're the 14-year-old kid.
I didn't even sleight of hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, I had sex with a kid or I'm gay.
Is there a worse time to come out publicly?
But you're
gay.
A little bit gay, right?
What's that?
You're a little bit gay, right?
I mean, I can appreciate the good looks of a man, but not in the way where I want to fuck him.
You touch another man's penis on purpose.
Never.
Never ever.
No. What? What do you think about
that? What happened
Will?
With you, Will?
You just walk around just walking around, just jerking my friends off?
I say jerk off. Jerk off, that's
I've
full,
never
that's
touched.
Full.
I've never touched another penis. How about that?
Oh, was it Jay Oakers that said they touched penises?
Yeah, that's Jay. That's like Jay.
The
that's your
guy
boy.
With fingerless gloves.
Yeah,
he's
cool.
The one that's
that doesn't mean that's how we hang.
But
Jay's like, hey,
and feather flock together. You ever heard
this
that expression?
This bird doesn't touch other feathers. So.
Well, no. It ain't the feathers you're touching. It's the penis.
Hey, I'm not going to touch another man's penis.
I'm just clarifying. All right, guys,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
To anybody who I told the story that Dan saw touch penises, I take it back.
Disregard everyone.
That's
so funny.
People have heard that story.
Yeah, I just get a text. They're like, hey, man,
I had
you all wrong, dude. I thought you were out there just whacking dudes off.
Text from your mom. So glad Will denied that.
You taking it. I didn't say you was whacking them off. I said you was like, you know, like you like, hey, that's your penis? And you tap it.
In what kind of situation would this happen?
Dude, I'm just going by what Jay Oakes
said. I'm not Pinocchioing anybody.
Like
that's actually his joke. He says that in the joke, a Pinocchio touch. He goes, I don't want to teach it a lesson. I just want to give it a nice, you're a real boy Pinocchio joke. That joke just came back to me in my brain. That's a big Jay fucking half hour Comedy Central Presents joke.
Jay Oakes in funny
that's some
shit.
Discography.
Oh, shit. Oh, what was why?
We were going to talk about dolphin rape, but I think you covered it up.
Yeah.
Okay,
by talking about me whacking dudes off.
Everybody good on
and
dolphins.
Somewhere like Kevin Spacey's like, whew, there runs a dolphin rape.
He's like, why can't Will be the one coming after me?
What?
This goes sideways every 5 minutes.
I didn't know Kevin Spacey was gay. What movie was he came out that he was gay?
He didn't, but it's always been out there.
It's known.
People have been talking about it.
How? What did he do to make people think that?
Fuck dudes.
Yeah.
It's always been a rumor about him for years in entertainment that he's gay.
Yeah, but what happened that sparked this rumor?
Gay sex.
Yes.
Well,
homosexual
usually
behavior led to a rumor That was
besides
true.
Gay sex, what else is homosexual behavior?
Just being fabulous. I don't know. His shoe game was fire.
His home was decorated. I think
he was always out with people, but he never talked about it in public.
That's we all have friends that are gay. I have friends that are gay that aren't out.
He loved Broadway.
You got closet friends?
Yeah, I got a couple.
And what they do?
They blow them, keep their mouth shut.
I jerk them off and they go along their way.
So you did touch penises.
No, God damn it, Will. No, that was a joke. I don't touch penises.
See, that's how rumors get started.
Yeah, okay,
you know what I'm saying? That's why I told those stories about you.
Because Will starts them.
Because Will just goes, you jerk off gay guys that won't come out of the closet. And then it's just.
That's how rumors get started. A point and a yell and an accusation.
Hold on. You killed JFK. Well, now Shuley killed JFK. There it is.
It's Shula.
Put him in the fire.
Don Shula.
Thank you.
John Shula murdered President Kennedy.
What's up? So what was the context of when you touched your friends?
I never touched a penis ever.
Well, see, you asked the question so confidently, like it was no big deal.
That was never a reason for me to touch a penis.
Oh, okay.
Except for my own.
If you had to grab a penis to pull yourself out of a burning fire,
I had to get blacker.
What do you mean? You'd burn?
You wouldn't
burn. Yeah, I'd get burned.
You'd burn and rather grab a dick?
What situation?
If it's a dick, if a guy's hanging off a helicopter, but all he can let down is his dick, and you have to grab his dick, and his dick's strong enough that it'll lift you out of the fire. All you have to do is just grab his dick. By the way, it's only like half hard. It's not like full hard.
Why is his penis doing hard in a
dangerous
it's
saving your life.
Situation like that?
He's not enjoying it either.
Yeah, but it's the heat
and the
it's
wind.
The rush of the adrenaline, so the blood's pumping to his wiener.
Yeah, he doesn't have legs, obviously.
Yeah, he's amputated legs. Thank you.
The vibrations. For adding that. Something's happening with the vibration.
You got to grab his dick to pull out of a lava.
I'm just going to have to.
You're going to go down like T2?
You know why?
Just a thumb up? Because you wouldn't grab a dick? I think you're better than that, Will.
So you'd be dead, but at least people wouldn't think you're gay.
He died very straight.
All right. One question, but you can't reverse back.
True.
Is it like a puddle of lava or like a big ocean lava?
Ocean lava.
I go down.
You go down.
Because if it was a puddle of lava, I'm not dying quickly. You know what I'm saying?
So you slow death, give me the dick.
Like a
long death,
2 foot
fucking
puddle.
Get your dick out of here. Yeah, you don't want to fall in like a little fucking oil slick of lava.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to be.
Elbow first.
Yeah. No, it's spreading.
Yeah.
Look, it's eating my shirt. Oh.
By the way, here's where your question is flawed, your scenario.
Yeah.
And that is with what Will's packing. All he has to do is throw it up at the landing skiff of the helicopter.
He goes,
and it's
hold
like
on.
A grappling hook.
This is all lava?
Yeah.
And then he goes,
yeah.
First of all, the
Haitian dick, people activate.
go, Haitian dick.
It's just still going.
That's not like a great porn for Haitians.
Yeah.
But by the way, my penis is average.
It is not.
Please.
We've seen a naked picture of you on this podcast.
It's in Hoboken now. That's
that
how big it
first...
is.
Yeah, your dick stays in a different borough.
Yeah.
Listen, Will, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not ashamed. It's just average. You guys go, all the girls that hook up with me, they're going to be like, this is it? That's all you got?
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know who the hell you're hooking up with.
Hook up with a size queen like that. Then I would like to know, because there's no way that your dick
size
is average.
Size queen.
You guys never heard that? Yeah,
no.
Come on. You never heard that term?
No.
A girl that's a size queen? Like, no dick's big enough for her? And then you're like, well, there's obviously a real cycle.
These youngsters,
problem.
They haven't lived, Dan. They don't know.
They don't know.
They haven't met complete pigs like you
hold
and
on. Hold on. Either Gabby had not heard of that, or she's playing like, what's that, y'all? I've never heard
weird.
Of that.
That
was
doesn't...
my moment to be like, what is that?
That sounds made up.
Don't put out that your dick is average, because then you're the bell curve. You're gonna sink a lot of us past the passing grade.
That's a sign of how big it really is. Where he's got to be like, guys, it's not that big. Yeah. No guy ever says that.
Well,
no guy ever corrects.
And who are you comparing it to? What's average?
This desk?
Porn stars.
That's fair.
When you say porn stars or
porn stars, where else you see dicks?
He goes, you know, Mr. Marcus, that's a pretty average sized dick. Let me look
average
at Lexington Steel.
Guy's got an average dick.
You know what? In a similar thing, I can't dunk like NBA players either. You know, I have a hard time dunking a ball like them.
I don't know what that means. Sure.
It's an example of how ridiculous your scenario was, that you're average compared to porn stars. They're the elite. They're the top of the food chain.
It's like when I hate...
Are you trying to Weinstein me right now?
I don't really...
Son of a bitch.
Is it Weinstein or Weinstein?
Weinstein.
Dean, Jew.
I don't know if... Do you know what happened?
To Weinstein?
Are you just saying Weinstein is a blanket phrase?
Are you just saying lamp?
Somewhere else. Is that your safe word? Is Weinstein your podcast safe word?
Are you just saying
things
that
are... I don't know where we are right now. Weinstein. Huh? Are you Weinsteining me? Are you trying to
dude,
watch...
Dude, I think it's just crazy that dude could just jerk off in front of girls when they fully clothed and while they're in the bath and he's in the bathtub and they're outside the bathtub with their coat on just waiting to finish.
Yeah.
Like, who does
they,
that?
They got
people who want to part.
Yeah, they got fucking people who want to play that. A superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah, this girl's just got fucking raincoat bus stop posture as he's just whacking off in the shower. He's like, ah, I love that. You look like you need to go somewhere. Ah.
Watch me loafer.
Ah.
I can't reach.
Look how clean I am.
How does that turn them on?
Power, dude. He's a fucking powerful
You're
man.
You're in the shower jerking off while somebody's watching you?
Well,
you know how much weird
Can
shit
I tell you the
there?
Weirdest thing that happened to me when me and my brothers, and when we was growing up, and one had to wait for
your
the
brother
shower.
Promised you a role if you watched the shower. Because what if I told you you get top bunk? You watch
Jurassic
the shower.
Park. What
no.
do you think?
Are you going to listen to the whole story or are you going to interrupt with you?
I'm going
to
make this podcast funny. Yeah. I know that.
It's about sometimes about having a serious moment right
okay,
now.
You're right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So one time I had to wait for the shower, mm-hmm. and then my mother say, go take a shower right now. And so my brother had to wait in the shower while the other brother was showering. But because he couldn't come out because my mother was going to get mad because he's not taking a shower. But he didn't want to get in the shower with my other buddy there. So he waited on the outside.
Naked?
No.
Just fully clothed, like waiting?
With
like
underwear's on.
By yeah, the like, way, I love
with
this.
With a raincoat.
I love this episode of The White Shadow. I don't know if you guys saw it, all of them in the shower. Did you guys sing like in that show?
You love White Shadow shows like that. You like the type of, that love White Shadow.
Salami? Show. That was my man. Salami on The White Shadow?
I don't even know what The White Shadow is.
You don't
know?
Are
you serious?
Wait, yeah. I don't either. So.
I know.
Well, I told you I had street cred, right? White Shadow. Take that shit
well,
back.
Not really street cred.
Come on.
Another show, white guys saving black people. That's another show.
White Shadow was a white guy who coached an
black
inner city basketball team with like the stereotypical Italian. The Italian guy's nickname was Salami.
Yeah.
That's
it was like,
wow,
it was like Welcome Back Carter, right?
Right, okay. Right. But they had serious
in
messages.
In my defense, I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, they had serious
well,
messages.
Well, you saw Welcome Back Carter.
No, I didn't.
I never did.
It was on Nick at Night. That's what I
Yeah, thought, thank but. You. I just knew it because Travolta was in it.
What
yeah.
year was this, huh?
1978 to
81. Yeah. 81. You guys was around. I act like you always around.
Yeah, I was born in 83.
Yeah, but that show, no, I saw that show in 85. They was doing a bunch of repeats.
Cool. I was two. I was figuring out corners and spatial things and what not to eat.
Corners?
Yeah, little kids don't know what corners are. You watch a little kid try to figure out a corner, it's hilarious. They're just like, what? One side's this side's that side.
Can I tell you a funny thing about me in corners when I was little?
Yeah, sure.
Can I tell
Did
y'all?
Your mom make you watch your brother learn what corners are?
All at the same time?
Yeah. No, I used to love hiding behind corners as people come up there. Oh, man, that was the best.
Oh, that was Classic. The best. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about because we got recycling bins in my middle school when I was there, and me and my friends would hide in the recycling bins.
Hide inside?
Yeah.
In the garbage?
No, it wasn't garbage, Will. It was paper. It was just paper. So, yeah, it was garbage.
But
it was recycled. But
it was shreds of garbage
but
with writing on it.
It was big enough that we could get in it as middle schoolers and hide in there and scare the shit out of people. But now all those videos are out there of kids getting knocked out.
Yeah,
they
pop out.
Pop out. And I'm like, who did I dodge a bullet?
One person got knocked out.
A lot of people got knocked mm-hmm. out doing that shit.
Hiding inside it, and then they come out. And then,
yeah. Wham.
And but it was mostly black people knocking them fuck
that's
out.
That's what I was
yeah,
going to say.
You know what? I will tell you this. Yeah, that's true. It's, mostly, black dude, it's mostly black dudes laying out white guys with haircuts like mine.
It's a mistake you make trying to plan a
this is the
black
classic.
Dude.
Are you going?
That's all right.
This is it.
Yeah, I got to make load.
No,
you ready?
Yeah.
Want yeah. trick or treating?
No, probably.
Oh! Oh. Good. Put his hip into him, too. That ain't on him. That's not on him.
It's one thing I've learned. Black people don't hang out for the... So we have a camera set up right over here. They don't wait for the
There's
reveal.
No, this is a TV show.
Yeah, no, they
that
swing and move on with their day.
Snoring in a rubber mask in a fucking yeah. recycling bin. Like, Mark, wake up. We got to get this camera back to AV.
The funny thing about that video, his mask stayed the same, but you know, his face went, it went from,
yeah, he was crumpled. The way his head went back into his chest.
But the mask looked like,
oh, it's great.
Everything's okay, y'all. Everything's okay.
I'm all for that. I love videos like that. I think we should do that to people on their phones. I mean, I don't actually think.
On their, what do you mean on their phone?
When they're walking and texting?
Yeah, people don't look up from their phones.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do anything to those people? Do you yell? I yell out sometimes.
I used to do this thing where I'd clap.
Yeah.
Or I'd slowly clap. And then as they got loud, I go, watch out, watch out, watch out. And they go, and they go, fuck you. And you go, fuck you, get off your phone. And then they have that moment where they're like, fuck, I'm wrong.
Wait, you don't really do that, so you're too nice.
I've done that three times.
Three times in your lifetime?
No, like in the last week.
Oh.
And he's right. It's all about the day and the moment.
You got to see him walking. You go, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out. It's great. I recommend everyone do that in New York City.
You select your.
Nope, only the biggest, blackest dudes doing it.
That's right.
What?
Teach them a lesson.
Like, yeah, yeah. No, anybody doing it. Anybody doing it.
You don't do it
to men, women. I don't discriminate. I don't discriminate. If you're looking at your phone.
What about the move when they stop on the stairs?
That's the fucking thing where I want to take their legs and
wait.
Them out
what are they doing on the stairs?
They're going down the stairs, getting off the train. They're going down the stairs. Then they stop, and that's where they're going to start texting somebody back.
You're saying,
right there on the steps.
And you're talking Queens because you say down steps. Because in the city, it means up steps.
Yeah, no.
Wait, what?
When you're getting off the train, he lives above. We live in Astoria where you're above ground on the train.
So
when you get off the train, you walk downstairs. But I'm saying in the city, it's more frustrating when you're going upstairs because you're like,
That's how fights start. Yeah. You know? That's exactly how fights start.
What should we start doing to those people? Tasing them? Get off your phone. I want one of those things. I want someone to develop the technology to send electromagnetic pulse in a short distance to
like
shut
a bait phone.
Yeah,
like
to shut everyone's phone off.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about my app I'm working on?
Yes, do it, Will.
So, you know, you ever hold the door for someone and they don't say thank you?
Yes.
Right? Don't you hate that
shit?
The
story of my life.
They keep on going.
I don't know if you know this, Will, but I have doorman face.
You do have
people leave
face.
Shit with you all the time.
Yeah,
right?
They go, I'm going to leave a package here. And I go, I don't. I'm walking by, lady. I don't even work here.
So my app, right?
Yeah.
My app will actually remember these people, right? And then it'll track them down. The next time they go through a door, it'll alert you, hey, this person's about to go through a door. You hurry up, go to that door, and you hold the door, and you slam in their fucking face.
That is the worst idea for an app.
Why?
I've heard since the jump to conclusions math from Office Space.
Don't you want to get these people back?
First off, you're going to have to, you have so many privacy issues. Finding out who these people are. And then not only that, how inconvenient it is where you're like having dinner with your friend. You're like, oh, hold on, my app's going off. Oh, this guy I don't know is walking in a door 15 blocks north.
I'll be back.
Yeah. I gotta go. This guy was rated a bitch-ass bitch.
Yeah, I gotta go slam a door in front of him. We're having such a nice meal.
Dude, it's not. It'll be worth it, dude.
No, it's not. I think my electric magnetic pulse idea is way better.
I'm gonna do a prototype.
Please do. Please spend the man hours developing a prototype for something that I tell you right now is not a good idea.
The pleasure people would get to get these motherfuckers back.
Why do you need the app? Just slam doors and random
people's
faces.
Because that way it went to the door. It's too late to take the door back.
I'm saving you months of planning.
The only way you could take the door back, if it's a double door, you hold the door, they don't say thank you, you run to the first door and no motherfucker, not this door.
That's crazy. That'd be so crazy if someone did that to me. I'd be like, hey, are you okay? And they're like, moving around like a roadie.
Are you okay?
And I'd be like, yeah, I'm okay. I was just going to buy some shoes and you lost your shit. Why is my fucking shit coming?
I love how serious Will takes this idea because he's already analyzed the double door angle versus single door. He's got a backup plan.
Because the app is going to let you know, hey, he's about to go to another door right now. You can get him right down. Right. So the app will let you know the doors this guy's about to go to.
You're literally tracking them.
Yeah, that means you just...
You tracking a guy who did you injustice.
If you know somebody that lives close to that door, maybe you can call him and be like,
"Hey, check it out.
It's called
Door Justice." How y'all like that name?
No, terrible.
I like it.
Back
door. I think you should call it Slam.
Or
Slam Justice.
Or
Justice Slam.
There's nothing justice about it.
Justice Slam like basketball in an actual court.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Justice Slam. What if we told you we took the top prisoners?
Hold on.
It's a Mark Burnett vehicle. Yeah.
For non-violent drug offenders that are locked up, we put them on basketball teams. 8 teams competing for the best prison basketball team in the nation. Will Sylvins presents Justice Slam.
don't know why.
Happened.
Will
be on TV next
year. They have to play basketball without fucking laces in their sneakers.
Shirts versus shanks.
Yeah. Hold on. I don't know what happened. I don't know if y'all making jokes on me or whatever.
No, I think we actually just.
He took your horrible app idea and gave you a great reality show.
Hold on. Yeah, so your pitch
that's to Brian,
I thought he was on my side. Hold on.
Listen.
I got something better. Freaking Mike finally says something. And we let that go. Mike, what did you say again?
He went on it. That's what we were talking about. We're talking about the thing I said.
Can you say it again, please?
Having a basketball game where prisoners play for their freedom.
I like that, Mike.
I don't know if it could be freedom. Just, well, you know, it's like pretty tough. But I feel like
probation about extra cigarettes.
Or commissary could be possible.
12-hour leave.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we do that.
I like that. Work release.
Y'all been to prison before, huh?
Well, jail's work release. Jail and prison are different.
I've been in college.
Oh.
You what?
I served some time in college.
Doing what? What was your crime?
Illegal cable, whatever Israeli gets busted for. No.
You're
Jewish? It. Let's get it all out. There you
Wait,
go.
No.
Cut right
a
to
lot
the chase
of people
on that
are
one.
Jewish, but what would that make me if I was born there?
So you're full Jew, not ish.
Uncut.
Yeah. He's real deal.
I ain't been stepped on.
So you're
on.
Jew.
There is an ish at the end of it these days.
No, but you're born there, so you're full. Ain't no ish. You is. You is.
Also, uncut isn't how you.
Can I just clear this up?
Yeah, right.
A full Jew.
Right.
Just clear this up.
Yeah, you're very cut if you're
no.
a full Jew.
The Jew and the Jewish.
Right.
I mean, Jew is what they say in the Bible, no?
Yeah, I mean, they say a lot of
words. No, can I tell you my theory? Can I tell you my theory?
But it's not derogatory.
Let me hold on, Brian. Hold on. Can I tell you my theory? Can I tell you my theory?
Guys, I think Will has a theory.
Can I tell y'all my theory?
Yeah.
What happened was the Jews fucked up on Jesus so bad, they tried to pull away. Like, well, we're not Jew. We Jewish. You know what I'm saying? So they went off. They're like, hey, did you call Jew? Well, not me. My Jew friends, I'm Jewish. I know a Jew or two.
You know, Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They got mad, so they tried to pull away from knowing being Jews.
But so you're saying a bunch of half-stepping Jews are Jewish.
Yes.
I don't
know. Okay. So what are they, what in Israel, what do they say? I'm Jewish or I'm a
They
Jew.
Say they Jews.
They're Israeli.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't they,
it but, just comes what,
everybody for the most part is Jewish in Israel.
Are there any like Catholic
So who's
Jews?
So
yeah,
who's the Jews?
Yeah. There's Arab I have Arab Jews in my family. There's all kinds.
But not non-Jewish. I mean are there Catholic, any like Christian or Israelis?
There's a lot of Christians in Israel. A lot.
Really?
Yeah, Jerusalem's a big deal for
I mean that's yeah, you know, it's kind of it's where the hits were made.
Right. That's right.
It's kind of like their Muscle Shoals.
That was a good point.
That's where the studio is.
So that was a good point.
Damn. Thanks.
That was a good point.
Okay, there it is. I can't read.
Read it, Will.
The demographic features of Israel are
There we go.
Yeah, it's pretty much
Jews.
74.8% of them are Jews. 20.8% are Arab. The remaining are just other.
Other. What a cool thing to be Israeli other.
But look, hold on. Look what it says. It says family members of Jewish immigrants who are not registered at the Ministry of Interior as Jews.
Good point.
Mind blown.
That's crazy.
You're listening to another episode of Will's
this is
Mind
how they, this is how they took
blown.
This is how they took over BJ's.
Who took over BJ's?
They took over BJ's.
Huh?
The Israelis.
Jewish people?
The Orthodox.
Yeah, they run BJ's.
Say again?
Have you been to BJ's?
Okay, it's a place. I'm just discerning what BJ means in this
context.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, what do you thought BJ's mean?
Blowjobs.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying blowjobs.
I was going to say, one of you's talking about electronics store, right?
Yeah.
And the other one's talking about blowjobs.
Yeah. He was like,
That's how they took over BJ blowjobs?
I was like,
the Orthodox, they love the blowjobs.
I don't know if you
Hold on. Is that true, Sula?
No, it's not true.
I love that he calls
it. Sula, how many blowjobs have you got in your lifetime?
A lot.
A lot.
Enough to buy a ring.
Hey.
Hello.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Enough to get married. I got enough to get married. Yeah.
His wife blew him enough.
Yeah.
For him to buy
I'm
her a ring.
I'm thinking you gave enough blowjobs where you made money from it to buy the ring.
Again, money. Yeah. The Jew.
I thought you was giving blowjobs for money to buy a ring.
I thought you and Kevin Spacey.
I'm going to blow a bunch of guys.
If that's how Shuley revealed he was gay, I'd be like, that's fucking, what a better way than Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I would steal his thunder.
Shuley goes, how many blowjobs have I give? I don't know. I'm up to buy a diamond fucking ring because I am good at it. Hey! A bow. Guess who's a swallower? This hungry hippo.
Raise the roof, load all day.
Hold on. So you guys don't think I'm crazy. Can you repeat that phrase again?
Which is?
How many blowjobs have you got?
Enough to get married.
No.
Enough
that's not
to
what
buy
you
a ring.
There you go. So what does that mean?
That his wife has blown him enough for him to buy her a diamond ring.
No.
To get married.
You want to know about us touching dicks? You want me to blow people for wedding rings?
Oh,
what's
man.
Going on in your head, Will?
In the opposite
what do you
world?
Want to announce on Kevin Spacey Day here on the show?
Anyway.
We could talk about Laughable real quick.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about you guys know what Laughable is?
No.
Sure do.
Laughable is an app where you could download it on your iPhone, and it could tell you about, you could search your favorite comic or any comic, mm-hmm. and it'll tell you what podcast they're on, like nice. This podcast right now. So
yeah, you type in Shula, and nothing will come up.
Except a bunch of dolphins.
He didn't say rape. I forgot.
Please, go on with the app. I'm sorry to interrupt.
So anyway, Laughable is a great app for iPhone users. Download laughable.com/download. Go to laughable.com/download. People who subscribe directly to me and the other favorite comic. Wait, people should. Oh, my bad. Someone mistyped this. People should subscribe directly to me and their other favorite comics. I hate public reading.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Android listeners, go to laughable.com/Android and join the wait list. That's always funny to me. Join the wait list. Or if you have a friend with an iPhone, borrow their phone and find where your favorite comic is playing. If you've been enjoying Laughable, go and leave them a 5-star on their app review right now.
Yeah, it's great. Everyone download it.
Actually, I do have Laughable, and it freaking works. I just typed up a random comic's name one time, and he showed me the podcast, all the podcasts he's
yeah.
done.
It's really fucking cool.
Yeah, is it algorithm?
Mm-hmm.
Algorithm. Yeah.
Algorithm is pretty. Yeah. It's like on the level of Google.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Is anybody paying attention?
No, yeah, I was thinking, all downloading it.
I was just downloading Laughable, yeah. and I was thinking about your door app should team up with Laughable.
That'd be good.
Laugh Slam.
And then you check this out.
Door slam.
In the future, there's going to be a feature: the worst, the most non-saying thank you, door holders, door going throughers.
Going through.
I call them freedom doors. They just
freedom doors.
They think the world.
I call them Dora's the Explorers. That's what I call them. But that's just my name, and I have it patented, so I hope nothing takes off.
I got to tell you, that award show is going to be a little more dangerous than the BET Awards. Yeah. Something tells me when all those revolving door guys get in there, and door slammers and throughers.
What award show?
All right, so listen, I had a great time.
Yeah. Julie, it was great having you.
I love that we build on shit you throw out.
And then
by
you
the
question
time we're
everything.
Done, you go,
what
the fuck
about?
Are you talking
well,
about?
Well, maybe because my shit is serious and you guys are always on like yabba dabba doing.
Yeah. That's, by the way, the best way to describe my attitude towards everything. Oh, Dan, he's just yabba dabba doing it.
Guy doesn't stop.
I mean, did you want it to be like a serious? Like,
can we have a serious moment?
Absolutely.
Brian Kennedy, now you know about our movie that we have. You seen?
I
the trailer?
Am Maurice.
Yeah,
go watch the trailer now.
Dan, you did a hilarious promo for it.
It's oh yeah, Dan, you got it.
This. Can well, you, I don't know how we would.
Don't worry.
Oh, exactly. You know what? On our
just follow at YKWD and we'll.
Yeah. Well.
Why you on Dan's?
No, I just don't like watching myself, so we can watch your trailer.
Okay.
You want to watch it?
Let's watch the trailer. I've watched it.
Okay, here's the deal. Deepdiscount.com. I love this site. November 1st, entire site is on sale. You know what I got? I got 3 o'clock high. That's what I got. 3 o'clock high. Great movie, but a nerd who gets threatened by a bully to fight him at 3 o'clock after school. They remade it. It stinks. The original. I bought it. And I got Flipper. I bought Flipper. You know why? Because I don't want my kid watches Nickelodeon with all these Nickelodeon kids. Perfect little human beings and all these perfect colors. I want a nice Flipper, old-fashioned movie about a dolphin that befriended a boy. A little weird, but who cares? I got it off there. DeepDiscount.com, a lawyer sponsor to my show. They've been with me for a long time, this company. I love this company. Okay, great website, loaded with CDs, vinyls, DVDs, Blu-ray, video games, tons of stuff. The savings are ridiculous, and right now the savings are even more ridiculous because it's crazy. There's a site-wide sale. Tens of thousands of items are on sale at even lower prices. Go see it for yourself. Go to deepdiscount.com or just go to my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Click on the icon right there. There's a logo. Click on that on my homepage. Get a jump on your holiday shopping for the kids, SpongeBob, Bob, superhero movies, or loads of chicks flicks for the ladies in your life. There's a ton of stuff up there. Of course, be good to yourself and grab a few for your favorites, too. From gangster movies to Western sci-fi thrillers, you'll find them all at deepdiscount.com. I'm telling you, this site, you get your movie that you like, stick it in your Xbox, your DVD player. You have it when you want it. You don't have to search it, find it. Is it up there? Is it streaming? Is it on fucking DVD? Do they have to spend money for a digital copy? Then your computer, your internet goes out. It's gone forever. Get your favorite stuff and have it. All right? It's like holding money. Okay? You can go to get new releases, too. Check this out. This week, Season 1, HBO's Westworld on DVD and Blu-ray with lots of extras. Love that show. Might get that next week. Get your copy now for a great price. Just click on deepdiscount.com logo found on my homepage. Just go there. It's riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy your favorites. Watch it when you want to. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount. God, I love this Deep Discount. What a great company.
Let me get it set up.
In a couple days.
You're going to be posting it. You're funding this. I like this, Will.
Thank you.
All right. Ready?
Let's get this fucking... By the way, there's no audio, so if you're listening to the podcast, you're like, oh, there's listening to music.
Yeah.
But it's Will waking up homeless under the tracks, washing his clothes, carrying around. It seems to be a metal jar, perhaps a urn. Goes into a boxing gym. Gives all the money he's got.
Teach me, Obi-Wan.
Will going back to being homeless. Then doing day work for a guy that looks like he could be my uncle. Will getting jacked. Going. Paying him so he can train.
Cardio.
Fighting other bums? No, I'm just kidding. That's not it. But that would be so cool. Will selling stuff. Jewelry. Getting good at fighting. Giving blood.
Getting blood.
Giving blood to get blood. Getting his abs right. Working on that left hook. Now he's in a Lionheart-like situation. Yeah, I called it. It's always under a highway. Bare knuckle fights are always under highways. Now he's praying for forgiveness. He's about to whoop that dude's ass under the highway. Gah, gah. Look at Will. Jacked. You know how scared I'd be if I had to fight a fucking homeless person?
I know.
It's like The Simpsons where he's fighting for his next meal. Literally.
They literally have nothing to lose.
They call this guy Boxcar Joe. He crawled out of a boxcar. Seriously. It's the Homer Simpson disease.
Jeez, Will.
You have everything to gain. When there's nothing else left to lose.
Yeah. Yes. Haitian Rocky.
Yep.
You can stop it.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, you know.
Shot
hey.
Beautifully. Looks great. Edited mm-hmm. great. Let me tell you something about when people get donations for films.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I check, production value.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel like, can I get it? Can I get behind this? Can I really believe this? Unbelievable production value.
Thank you.
Very well shot, very well lit, very well all scored properly. I mean, you guys did a fucking great job with that trailer.
Well, the guy who did it, Liam and Jason, there.
He's not dead, is he? Okay.
No, they're amazing team, man, when we did this. But people always say Brian and I are into comedy. Why drama? I tell people, man, comedy always starts at drama. We don't. Our lives is not always fun and games. It starts at something serious, and we make it funny. Dan, you make shit funny nonstop.
Thank you. That's our job, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you take the dramiest drama.
Yeah.
The dramiest dramas.
That's how I call all dark shit.
How do you say the most drama? Dramiest?
Darkest
dramatic,
thing? You could dramatic. Say dramatic things. Yeah. Darkest
most,
things.
Most yeah, but the most dramatic. It's dramiest.
Wire is kicked.
Super drama.
Yeah, but that's like a superhero.
Uber drama.
That's
yeah, like, that means over drama.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, it looks good, dude.
Dan Soder was in the movie. I saw on an airplane.
Oh, I think I'm in Maurice. I'm like, yeah, I'm one of the homeless guys. Yeah, Will gave me a role.
Wait, what was that movie you
Will
was
you
in?
Give me a role as a bum when
Hell
this movie
yeah.
gets made?
You want to do
you
it?
You guys promise that?
You have to jerk him off, though, for
no, 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 you know my rule, I don't touch dicks.
Unless I'm wearing my fingerless gloves.
He Pinocchio on.
Yeah, I'll just big J.
Wait, you want to be in the movie?
Sure.
What's?
I'd love to be in the movie.
What did you...
Do I have to watch you guys shower?
Can I tell you what happened?
Is this going to go? Are you Weinstein?
Wait, can I tell you Weinstein me? Can I tell you why? So you know how Kickstarter works, right?
Yeah.
Where you get money and you get...
Well, tell them where they can donate. Where's
the to Kickstarter.com, Kickstarter.com, and just search I Am Maurice. Kickstarter.com, I Am Maurice, and you'll find it's the only I Am Maurice thing on there. And you could donate. So
it'd be great
13
if just,
days to go. 13 days.
It'd be great if there was just some giant dude named Maurice who's like, I'm also Maurice.
But so anyway, Kickstarter is not donation. You give money
for pledge.
You pledge
something, you get something in return, you know, whether it be a shirt like we're wearing right now, you know, different things, hats and whatnot, digital downloads of the movie.
So one of the pledges we have, you could be an actor with speaking lines for $2,500. Chris Rock and Leslie Jones got those pledges.
That's great.
That's
so they actually paying us to be in the movie.
And big names, too.
Yeah, big names. So now,
well, what if I told you I'm going to give $275,000 to be Maurice? I want to be Maurice. I am Maurice.
Rewrite.
We're taking this thing in a different way. I'm an inner school. I'm an inner city school teacher who also sleeps under trains. But my passion is learning geography.
Can we hear your Haitian accent?
I don't know how to do a Haitian accent.
You do every other accent.
Can't do a Haitian accent.
So when you do me, what you do?
I don't really do you, Will. I let you do you.
What?
I let you do you.
Because you can't. I'm undunnable.
Undunnable. See,
listen,
I won't even thought
who can do that?
There.
Nobody can do
yeah.
that.
So a white Haitian.
That would be.
I mean, I don't know.
Oscar worthy.
But
right
have
there.
You seen Dan's stomach?
It is. Gross. I'm just doing this because I'm starting to sweat through my gray t-shirt. So.
Dan, I think you can get in shape. Dan came boxing one time?
Twice.
Two times.
Listen, Amy paid. It was very nice of her.
Amy Schumer paid for him to come boxing. That's why you came?
Yeah, it was free. I was still like, I was still fucking broke.
Apparently, I'm not the only one born in Israel.
Hey, hello. I'm one of those Israeli others.
Now, the other one that's Jewish.
Yeah. Hey, it's Jew. Don't throw the ish.
He's ish. You're Jewish.
I would love to be Jewish. Oh, I wanted
you would love to be Jewish?
Oh, growing up, I wanted to be Jewish so bad.
Yeah.
See a goys, I wanted to be a Jew.
For real?
What'd you think was on the other side of that?
Mel friend? Brooks. I'll tell you, I'm not fucking joking at all. My dad and I used to watch Mel Brooks all the time. And then, like, for some reason, my grandfather, who's Swedish, used a lot of Yiddish in the house with my dad and my aunt.
Yeah.
And so my dad always used Yiddish around me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like punim and fucking
sure.
Schwanz and
Tuchis
and like all that stuff.
Right.
And but then watching Mel Brooks movies, I was like, I want to be a Jew. Because that was like who made those. It was just so funny.
Yeah.
Where I'm lost. Cause I don't know what is on the other side of the what.
He was saying he's basically asking me why I would want to be Jewish.
What did he think was so cool about being Jewish that he wanted to be?
Like
Jewish.
And all
West
my favorite.
Well, greener. Can I say I always want to be Jamaican?
Did you?
Because Haitians had no love, man. They had no love.
Right.
You know, they said we did voodoo. We wore white socks and dress shoes. We had AIDS. They had no. I got bullied all the time. So then when I got to high school, I lied and told people I was Jamaican. I went to a high school that was away from my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And some kid was like, "Yo, man, you got an accent. Where you from? I'm like, oh, shit, here we go again. And I'm like, I'm Jamaican. Like, oh, okay, man. And I'm like, yeah, hey, man.
Oh, dude, that's so great. Did you start sporting, like, Jamaican shit at school?
No. Hey, what?
Were you like, yellows
and greens?
Yeah, he goes, did y'all see Cool Runnings? That's my people. I don't know if you guys know about that. They taught us in school that. That was pretty good.
I do remember saying booyaka, booyaka every now and then.
Like Ollie G?
In the conversation, I'm like, yeah, so I think we got to do homework on the chapters 1 and 2. Oh, yeah, booyaka, booyaka. We got to do chapters 1 and 2. I'll just throw booyaka, booyaka.
There's some white guy goes, hey, Will, I don't mean to criticize you the way you speak. I know you're Jamaican and everything, but the booyakas feel real out of place. Yeah, it's like you're really shoehorning in those booyakas.
Well, hold on. Funny you said that. One time there was a real Jamaican showed up.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, oh, the fuck is this weird silence coming around here telling everybody you're Jamaican, blood clot. You not real. I the real Jamaican.
Just a white kid doing it.
Yo, you're Jamaican. You're not Jamaican. I'm like, yo, dude, I was not born. Yo, you're not Jamaican. What you know about Jamaica? I'm telling all this shit. I'm like, dude, I know.
Was it the scene from Half Baked where you hear Dave Chappelle? And he's like, where in Jamaica are you from? Like, right near the beach, boy.
Samson Simpson.
Stick by my story. So, yeah, so anyway, that's how I evaded being bullied in high school. I just get bullied in junior high school.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Why?
Because I was Haitian. Did you pay attention to the podcast?
But I mean, people can get bullied for a
Did you go to another podcast while I was talking about being Haitian?
I think she doesn't recognize Haiti as a country.
Is that what it is? You don't separate the black people? You think all blacks are blacks?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of heat out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I really feel like I've been nice and kind.
She's been very nice. She actually just asked a very nice question.
Okay, I apologize, Gabby.
I was on your side.
What's your question? Did you say the N-word? Did you say the N-word at all?
I did not.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Does under your breath count?
She said as she was gearing down, everyone's yelling.
She said what?
She said it as everyone was yelling. She's softly in the microphone. She goes, there I said it.
Will didn't even hear me.
You what?
I did not.
No, I love that I almost have Will convinced that she might have done such a psycho move like that. Everyone's yelling.
This
she
is
goes,
my job,
I can't wait to say it right
your
now.
Your job to say the N-word?
Bobby goes, dude, here's the thing I need you to do. Text everybody about the show. Get ready to say the N-word a lot. That's our thing, dude.
Dude, how come you could do Bobby Kelly?
Because I know Bobby, and I'm actually doing Bill Burr's impression of Bobby Kelly.
Oh. So can you do Bill Burr?
Yeah, fucking what? What do you want to know? Stop it.
It's just like the angry Boston?
Yeah, all right.
He just cuts words off quick.
Don't sound
Bill Burr's one of my favorite comedians of all time.
Oh, Bill Burr, funny as shit, dude.
One of the best of all time. Him and Patrice are in my top five.
Patrice, oh my God. Those two guys. You know, tell them the story about...
Dude, he did the Patrice O'Neill show.
Yeah. Well, he brought me into that. And then Patrice and I just hit it off. We had a great time.
The first episode, Patrice had him say that.
I remember
No. He wanted me to. I didn't say it, though. He kept saying, he's like, no, you're right. Are you with us? I'm like, yeah. And then I go outside and get my ass kicked.
Wasn't it you guys, Harris and Patrice?
Yeah. Harris.
And Vaughn.
And Dante. And
yeah. Holy fuck. I remember watching those online.
Yeah, man.
But before YouTube and shit.
Yeah. No.
You had to go to.
Was YouTube?
No, man. It was before YouTube because you had to go to Patrice's site to watch it.
That's true. You're right.
What?
Yeah.
YouTube came out.
YouTube wasn't out when you guys did the Patrice O'Neill show.
That was 2006.
YouTube really hit. All right. Well, you're giving me shit for fucking up a word? You're giving me shit for fucking stumbling on a word? Come on, Will.
Zachy, Google Zachy.
He's already on it.
Oh shit, Zachy.
When
cool
was YouTube?
You have to shoot Zachy.
When YouTube came out,
it was like 2009.
No, YouTube came out 2004.
It got popular in 2009, 2010, because the iPhone came out in 2007.
Because freaking Russell Peters was big on YouTube in 2004-ish.
Well, anyway, we stopped by Caroline's before we ran into Caroline, and we were just talking about We were talking about Patrice and Bill and stuff like that, actually. And when I was there, there was a show. So Chappelle was the headliner.
Yeah.
And his opening acts were Patrice and Burr.
I mean, can you imagine that? And by the way, the people that probably went and saw that show didn't appreciate it.
No. Nope.
They're like, the other black guy was pretty funny, but some of his stuff, it upset me. And then the guy from Boston was angry. The white guy from Boston was angry.
Because he was the only white guy on the show.
Yeah.
But that's such a killer lineup. That was the only time I remember Howard Stern coming in.
Really?
Yeah. He had Chappelle on that day. And then, you know, I'm sure was he that said, oh, yeah, I'll come see, I'll come see. And everybody's like, yeah, he probably won't come. And he came.
Yo, you got to talk to the mic, man.
No, the Chappelle, yeah. Stern appearances were like some of my favorite. I would steal those.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
Just to download. There was one with, there was a great Stern appearance with Chappelle and Attell.
Oh, right.
Where
yes.
Chappelle yeah. cleared up a story that the New York Post said that Chappelle wouldn't get off stage.
Right.
But it was Attell's birthday. And Chappelle was like, you're taking the night off. Enjoy yourself, Dave. And like. That was kind of the thing. And they went on Stern to clarify it. I remember listening to that in fucking Tucson and being like, wow.
What year was that?
2003?
Oh, this is before the Chappelle Show.
Yeah, it was right when season one was happening. It was like 02, 03. And I remember being like, you could just see Dave Attell and Dave Chappelle on a show in New York? Because I was working at fucking Laughs in Tucson where it's like, oh, wow. This weekend, it's fucking a guy from a beer ad in 1988. And then he goes up there, he's like, men and women are different. And you're like, this guy sucks. And then I'm listening to radio where they're like, yeah, Chappelle wouldn't let Attell on stage. You're like, what the fuck? I remember like when I first moved to New York, I remember seeing like a couple of my first Seller shows and being like, well, this is insane.
Yeah.
Because it was like Geraldo, fucking Mikey D, Patrice wasn't here. It was Bill Burr, Greg Giraldo. It was like the lineup was insane.
So there was a time at the Comedy Cellar where Chappelle was coming back to back all the time. So the crowd got used to Chappelle just popping up, right? So, but this is the night he didn't come, but Attell always closes shows most of the time. So, but when I'm hosting, sometimes I'm like, get up for Dan Soda, right?
Yeah.
So I go, get up for Dave, and the crowd went crazy. Attell! And Attell said, yo, just say my name fully.
Quickly.
Without the pause.
That's so great. He's like, can you not make it sound like it's Dave Chappelle coming up?
Yeah, that rhymes, too, on top of it.
Yeah, you're right. Dave Attell, yeah. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
You can really doesn't help.
And with your accent, you know, right. It sounds...
Well, hold on. I ain't got no accent.
I mean, well, oh, I'm sorry, we established this in the first 15 minutes.
My accent, you guys have been understanding me, correct?
Mm-hmm. What does not mean? What is that? How does that Shula? Mean that you don't have an accent?
Zachy?
I mean, what a terrible name. The fact that you greenlit Zachy, you almost deserve the name. Right?
Wait.
Zachy,
you like it?
Oh, I don't like it. I think I deserve it, though.
Okay.
Well, you deserve it.
Man, you'd be a fucking model prisoner.
Yeah.
You're like, God, dude, need to serve my time, and I apologize.
It's
for any inconvenience I might have caused that family.
I'm trying to get in the prison basketball league.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. Slam Justice?
Hold on. Is that a joke?
Slam Justice. I'm pitching it to True
TV. Not only is it a joke, it's a callback.
If it's a joke, you deserve the hanky sheaf.
Oh, the bombdana? Shit.
I think that's been retired.
You think I'm afraid of the bombdana? I've worn that shit thousands of times.
Many times. Many,
I don't mind.
Many times.
Bomb on here. Bomb on here right now. Bomb right now. Think I'm afraid of bombing?
You don't think I can?
Oh, by the way, speaking of the movie... Gabby, I don't want to waste your you know, say your work and shit.
Hmm.
She put a list of the most successful movies that were crowdfunded.
Yeah, for you.
Can you read them out, please?
Brian has them.
Brian, can you read them out?
Yeah, we
do.
Have,
you recognize any of these movies, Dan Soda?
No.
Shula.
Blue Like Jazz.
You know that one?
No.
It was based on a book. Minecraft. It was which is a video game or a computer game. The story of Mojang by Two Players Productions. Okay. So they made a movie of a video game, and that's it. Neil Gaiman's The Price of Christopher Salmon.
So far, Gabby, this list is awesome.
Yeah, Reincarnation. Not... I mean, these aren't. But, you know, some that did make it was Zach Braff. Remember?
Oh, Garden State.
No. Oh, actually, sequel. His second movie that didn't do as well.
But Stallone did crowdfunding for Rocky.
Well,
I don't know if that's true.
These are small.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
No, he went and raised the money himself when they wouldn't give him. They tried to get another actor and yeah, change the ending.
They were offering him like $1 million for the screenplay, and he refused.
And he said no, but he was broke as shit. And he said fuck that, and he went and raised the money himself.
Okay,
so isn't that a form of crowdfunding?
You're right.
Yeah.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Well,
a crowd. It's a four. Two people make a crowd. If I get the money from you guys,
that's not true. I've done comedy shows for two people. That's not a crowd.
Didn't feel like a crowd.
Those are two people.
I think it's three is a crowd.
Three's a crowd. Two's
Two's
a party.
Two's a company.
By the way, speaking of that, I did comedy shows at the New York Comedy Club. It was two people know this went before what's name took over. By the way, New York Comedy Club is probably one of the second best clubs in the city right now.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Third best.
Third?
It's one of the top.
Third. Top in the top three.
But who's
top three? Top
coaches poll.
In fact, top four. There's four really good clubs in the city right now, and New York Comedy Club is in there. I remember when I performed there, it was two people in the crowd. two people in the Was that good English?
Yeah.
Two people in the crowd.
Yes, nailed
it. Two people in the audience?
No, two people in the crowd.
Or there was two people that made up the crowd.
There's two people sitting there.
Or there was an audience of two.
Did you do this bit for them
when
you were on stage?
Yeah.
The two people bit?
No. I was fascinated by they were laughing so much that it felt like a crowd.
That's great at a comedy show. Not good at dinner with that couple. You're like, they're so fucking loud.
But
do you think their friends are like?
But check
like
this out.
With a crowd.
Check this out. You know who they were?
Who?
Black people.
Oh.
When you got a crowd of two, you want black people in the audience to make it feel like a full crowd. Unlike you whites who just freaking clap. Oh well, be polite. That polite laughter and polite clap.
You're reading poetry. You want two white people.
Right.
You want comedy. Two black people.
You don't want two white people. How do you make cold nachos?
Yeah.
Can you send these back, please?
I ordered
hear that while you're on stage.
Hold on, wait, what happened?
I ordered a martini. This isn't a martini.
I don't get what is
white people bitch. That's the point we're
doing a thing on white people complaining.
That sounds like the white people marched this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
White Lives Matter.
Oh, that was real.
You know
successful.
What they was complaining about? Their coffee's being late.
Yep.
The rent went up from $5,000 to $6,000.
Inexcusable. You're getting me all fired up here, Will. What else did they march?
What would white people be marching for?
Oh, more sunblock.
How many people they have?
How many people is that the white people
march? White lives matter.
White lives matter. Wait, you guys said, the two of the whitest people in the room. You're not really white. You're like the black and the whites.
I mean, Will, do you think that Gabby and I...
I'm Jewish, too.
Do you think Gabby and I share anything in common with...
Look at Gabby's face.
She, yeah, okay.
She is lily white.
Okay, so...
Hold on.
Will, but by your logic... No, Will, you're not going to stop down your logic. I'm not letting you get away with this.
Hold on.
On your logic... No, there's no holding on. You're not going to get me to hold on. On your logic, because we're white... We should automatically support White Lives Matter.
That's not what I said.
That's what you said.
I did not say that.
That's what
I said.
Insinuate.
Gabby, hold on. Let me play Gabby, how many black guys you had sex with?
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. That's my point.
What's that?
I never answered.
She just said Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because that was a personal question.
Maybe she just got turned on remembering.
Wait, Jesus Christ,
Ryan,
like,
watch yourself.
You imagine that. Oh, shit. And
she goes, all right. She goes, hold on.
Oh, imagine you and Brian get married.
Brian's already married.
Brian Kennedy and Gabby Bryan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Spelled
that's
the same
fun.
Way.
Really?
Right, let's get another Kickstarter going.
Let's
get this name going, huh? Get this mashup going.
Fire this up.
Am I the only one that thought about that? You guys didn't think about that?
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I'm not going to lie. No,
my brain doesn't work that fast.
Maybe you should do an app on that.
Oh, Will's just got all these app ideas.
Brian Slam?
Yes.
Wait, slamming me or the app should be called Brian Slam?
That's what
Brian Slam.
I think the app should be called Backdoor Action.
And when
you'll get more people downloading it.
Anal. I knew you like gay.
But you're going to get a lot more people downloading it that way. People that are into
action,
anal. And then they realize they got to slam a door in somebody's
face. Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
You're such a genius. What a genius. 91%.
Oh,
backdoor action for the door slamming app?
Boom.
Oh, dude. You could charge $7.99. And everyone will be like, I got to get this
people
thing.
Won't even
it's
read
about door
the
slamming? When you first read it, you download it, you're like, oh, God, I'm such a naughty, naughty boy, backdoor action. Oh, what? This is a good Samaritan app?
I think you got a good point.
Thanks, man.
John. You know, they said the Jews didn't build the pyramids, but you know what? You might have.
I don't think we built it. I think we were over there going, not to the left. Left a little, like we did.
You guys are pretty lazy, right?
No, I don't know about lazy.
Shuli was
we walked for 40 years in the desert
because you had no choice.
Well, that too, but you know.
Yeah, I think Shuli was trying to say they foreman the job.
Yeah, we supervise.
Edward Foreman. I'm here to help
pleasure
you build
to
the pyramids.
Meet you.
I'd like to help you build your pyramids,
but you killed Jesus. Now, how did Jesus become white?
We didn't kill him.
What do you mean you didn't kill him?
We didn't kill the Jews. Didn't kill him.
You gave him
the Romans.
You gave him to the Romans.
We did the head thing where we were like we did one of those.
Oh, you went Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah.
He might not be down the street.
Right.
So y'all was the official biggest snitches.
Right. We definitely snitched my man.
He's like,
out.
We'll take that. We didn't kill, but we snitched. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Nah,
Romans did. Romans.
So how come Romans don't get heat for killing Jesus?
Oh, you know, the empire fell, and then they're just like.
And how did Jesus become white.
Literature, my friend. Whitewashing of literature.
Just like Columbus. Columbus was made out to be a good guy for
fucking
a year.
Fucking guy, he's an Italian. Coming
Columbus
over
Columbus is Italian?
Fucking A, bro.
What do you... You, didn't know,
you know that Columbus was Italian?
What did you think he was?
I thought he was just a white dude.
What?
Oh, all yeah, white people, just, yeah. They have no nationality. Cool. Just yeah.
I yeah, say that.
Cool.
He, no, who did awesome. He go to ask for permission to go to freaking... To go to,
well,
to
Spain,
India.
Spain funded it.
Spain funded
it. No, no, no. I thought he went to the Queen. No.
Of Spain.
It's Queen of Spain.
I thought with the Queen of
Queen
England.
Queen Isabella.
Yeah.
So who did he go to Queen of England for?
Nothing.
Oh, you think all white people are English?
Yeah, you know
first
that's not
all,
true, right?
First of all, in my textbook, it said he went to the Queen of England.
No. They gave you defective textbooks. They taught you
all
wrong
the
history.
All the textbooks were defective. If you look at them,
that's true. Yes.
Thank you, Gabby.
Oh, you guys are super woke.
I think you're
right
black.
Can
so
I just
woke.
Say I love that you guys took this podcast to a new woke level? If you're reading books, you're reading blinders.
By the way,
that's the title.
By the way, feeling.
So can I say
woke.
Something? Can I say something?
Yes
you're
the
fucking
host.
Hosting the podcast, Will. You can say whatever you want.
White people, y'all just started using the word woke. We've been using the word.
I used it in a facetious
way. We've been
way.
Using the word woke since 1988.
Use it in a sentence. It. Prove it. Go ahead.
I police shot my friend. We got to stay woke.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? I just want to tell you, as one of your white friends, you can cherish and use woke all you want, and I will only use it in a way to make fun of dumb younger white people.
Thank you, Soda.
You're woke.
Can you make fun of Gabby for you woke
again?
I used woke in a joking sense.
Gabby, thank you for woken up.
And whites, we use the word awake. You gotta
stay awake. FYI.
Stay awake. The cops are out here killing black people. Stay awake. Don't fall asleep. Freddy Krueger shit. The police are on the real Freddy Krueger shit.
So I want to laugh. But yeah. It's such a serious matter. That's funny.
Well, dude, white lives matter to me, bro. I don't know if you know this, but you brought that up, and I obviously have to go to that.
Would you go to the march?
No. Why the fuck would I ever go to that dumb march?
Because your peoples are there.
I don't know those people.
No.
None of your relatives are racy race.
I mean, every single race, ethnicity, creed, and culture has a racist family member.
No,
don't have any racist Haitian family members. You're going to tell me right now there's no racist Haitian people. I've been in Haitian.
You
Haitian
said neighbors. My family.
Your family, no racism.
Nope.
At all.
They
don't talk honest with you.
What?
It's always that one honest family member where you're like, oh, God, you are a racist. You don't have a racist family member?
My mother, this is who I grew up with. My mother, my grandmother,
yes.
My father,
yes.
My three brothers, my aunts. Everybody, they love the whites. Okay. They love the Spanish.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They love the others.
But they'd never be like, you know, these white motherfuckers.
They never did that.
They never did the side mouth prejudice talk.
My mother said, be careful because they will shoot you because you're black. They will look right. down on you because you're black.
Those are facts.
But she never put them down like them crackers, all those honky. She never talked bad about y'all motherfuckers.
Well, I didn't hear anything about
my pops loved y'all motherfuckers.
I didn't hear anything about your family
calls
praising
motherfuckers. So
yeah, but
you're the one.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, you're the racist family member.
I didn't hear your family praising Asian
people.
I'm
thinking we're all gonna go to some fucking dumb march in a place I don't want to go in to begin with. Where was that march?
It was Tennessee.
Oh, act like you didn't know where it was, Dan. So you got the text
because he just read it.
I'm all sorry, can't.
Dan, why are you lying?
Sorry, can't make it. Frog, down thumb,
and then the guy going to the door that you didn't say thank you.
He goes, "Where do you get the tiki torches?" I go, "Home Depot."
Sale.
Murfreesboro. That's where fucking Bonnaroo is.
Who?
Bonnaroo. It's a music festival.
Yep.
And they did it during almost
there.
Halloween.
Yeah. No. It was a total Halloween prank.
He's falling for it.
Yeah. Do you know Halloween is the only time cops don't shoot black people?
Really?
Because they can't tell.
That is fun.
I thought you were going to say because they gave him the night off.
No. What? Don't worry about that.
He said cops don't shoot black people on Halloween. Yeah. I thought you were going to say because they gave him the night off.
That was a joke.
Cops all they do is shoot black people. Pro or con the kneeling for the national anthem, Will Savince?
I'm actually for it because, you know why? Can I say why I'm for it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because we live in a place where we could do that.
You're right. First Amendment rights, buddy. Yep. I'm right
and
there with
so
you.
Why you? Even if it was a white thing or a Puerto Rican thing or a gay thing, I think people had the right to stand for something they believe in.
Peaceful
and why,
protest.
Why are you getting mad at someone for something that hurt? Like, look, listen, the Jews, right?
Sure, yeah.
If something, you know, something was happening.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, that's not true, Shula. The Jews got all the fun. They got all the money. They got all the landlords.
Right.
But if something seriously happened to you guys.
Sure.
You know it better than we, non-Jews.
Yeah, I mean, can't argue with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely.
Wait, I have...
Can I just say
no
something?
Idea what the fuck you guys were just talking
Dude,
about?
Dude, that was so woke.
Oh, thank you. You know what, so Brian? Woke. You're right. That was very awake of you.
Look, black people been saying for many years that the cops are mistreating us.
Yeah.
Injustice, left and right.
I mean, it's proven fact.
And then you guys didn't believe us for a long time.
I know.
You guys, even
me
at,
personally,
you
I was know like, why? Guys, don't. Guys, they're really making a lot of noise, but I don't think there's any fire.
You know why the Rodney King shit went crazy?
Videotape.
No, that's not the reason.
Because he wouldn't stop?
No, what?
Because he wasn't a listener?
Yeah. He was a bad listener.
So goddamn funny.
Didn't follow instructions. Yeah.
No, because after many years of telling people the world that, yo, man, the cops are giving us a lot of injustice, and then now we got the videotape show, and you're like, we still don't believe y'all. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, those cops got acquitted, and that's what led to the riot.
That's the other thing. Yeah. You have the video proof now, and nothing's come from it.
And then,
got a guy in Baltimore on a body camera putting evidence on a black dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still nothing.
The cop that shot that black guy, the judge, 2 days ago, said you have a clean, just erase that record.
It wasn't a guy. It was
a lady.
It was a woman
lady.
In Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
so
she murdered
you got
her
the
innocent
tweet.
Man.
You got the text.
No, I didn't get a text. I read the news article.
Oh, I thought you got the, from, you know,
White supremacists? Are you calling me a white supremacist?
You got the face, though.
I have a white face.
Aha.
Will, I mean, if we reverse that right there, if I go, well, you're a criminal. You got the face.
Wait, what?
If I said that to you.
I love that he's
that's
like,
racist. Yeah, you go, no, holy shit, that's racist. You're like, oh, fucking crazy,
I'd
right?
expect it from other people, Dan Soder, hold but on. Not you.
Yeah, he doesn't get that I'm just flipping what he said. He just thinks I just came out of nowhere. I'm like, nah, you got the face of
hold
a criminal.
On. Let me address something real quick. You know how they say black people don't tip? I'm sure you guys heard this rumor, right?
I've been a waiter, buddy. They don't say that.
Rumor.
They don't say that. You guys fucking go full through with that
okay.
one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I explain?
Yeah, you guys double the taxes.
What comes first? The chicken or the egg, right?
The
so
egg.
Hold on, Dan.
Okay.
Chicken.
So for many years, after they freed the slaves, right? White people been attacking us. They think like, oh, they don't deserve the same rights. Ah, oh, get off my street. That wolf. So when we finally went into restaurants, they've been treating us like shit. First.
I mean, we weren't even allowed in some of those same restaurants.
Yeah, exactly.
Until the 60s.
So when we was first allowed, they still treat us like shit in the restaurants, and they got the nerve to put, hey, you got to tip us on that bad service.
Okay.
Like, motherfucker, what? Yeah. So they were treating us like shit way before we was not tipping.
Yep.
Would you tip on the bad service, Mikey?
No, I also wouldn't tip at a restaurant that wouldn't allow me in beforehand.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah, but
I can come in now and give you your waiters
extra
money.
But if you had nowhere to eat and this is the only place to eat, what you going to do, Mikey?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
Will, why don't Indian
people... I'm
not
going to tip, they're going to snarl at me the whole time they look at me. And
why do Indian people not tip?
Look, man, I don't know. I don't know that plight. Shula, you know, because you're closest to Indians.
What?
I am.
Israel and India there.
Oh, so very good. You guys know those neighbors?
No,
That tension between India and Israel?
We're close. My dad leased out a couple empty buildings for 7-Elevens back in the West Coast.
Oh, for real?
No. No, I have no clue what's going on in India. I'm not up on that.
Well, why Indians don't tip?
No.
Soda said that.
I mean, where I work.
He was a waiter.
I had a lot of Indian families come in, and they tipped the worst out of any group. If you're going to group people by race, really?
let's say the bill is $100. What would they tip?
$350.
Wow.
So they tip.
$350.
That's not.
But
a
they
tip.
Tipped.
That's 3.5%.
But they tipped.
That's not a tip.
They might as well have just kicked me in my dick. I would have appreciated that more.
What?
If they would have walked up and gone, I want to tell you your service was great. Can you please open your legs a little bit? And I'd be like, sure. What's going on? Okay, put your hands at your side. Okay. What are you doing? Just stand there. God! I'd be like, oh,
oh fuck. And then I went, I'd rather do that than $3.50.
And then once you caught your breath, you'd be like, it's better than $3.90.
I go, some bitch at least looked me in the eyes. Yeah. My grapes are sore.
Your Indian accent was spot. Why you don't do it? Why don't you be an Indian when you do a stand-up comic the entire show?
Because I'm doing it on a podcast where it's a joke. I would look insanely racist just going up there speaking in an Indian accent.
Holding a torch, doing an Indian accent. Yeah.
What? Whoa.
I mean, if you do accents, it's great on radio and stuff, but it's harder when you're looking at the whitest guy in the world do it.
I was laughing my ass off.
I know, because it's on a podcast where people are,
we're safe
listening.
Here.
But I'm here seeing you in your eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think people are too touchy for me to do that in, you know, in person.
Was that bad English, seeing you in your eyes?
No. No.
That sounds like a good song lyric.
Yeah.
Seeing you in your eyes, baby.
Yeah. Okay, you know, I wouldn't have the
in theory, it was a good song
lyric. Let me put a pot of coffee on. I think we got something,
actually sang it.
Hey, Ron, can you get in the booth? I'm going to need the rhythm section in there. I think Will's got something.
Well, so far, we've pitched an app, a TV show, and now a song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you're moving. So
one thing about Mikey, he's paying attention. He don't say much, but he's paying attention. Unlike Gabby, who didn't know what's going on.
This is off.
Yeah. Gabby has
can't hear anything.
Been present the entire time.
Gabby. Yeah.
She's doing a great job.
Gabby is doing a great job. Yeah, you are.
Zachy, you're killing it.
Yeah.
Good job, Zachy.
Zachy
don't say. Zachy say less more than Mikey.
There's another song there.
Less more than Mikey.
You say less more than Mikey.
Yeah. Zachy say less more than Mikey. Uh-huh. This is, turn into a Springsteen song.
Yeah.
Just need to pepper that with some oohs and ahs, and that's a hit.
Oohs and ahs.
Less more means white.
Less more than Mikey. Zachy's more or less more than Mikey. Yeah, we got a John Cougar Mellencamp fucking song brewing on our hands.
Can someone answer the question?
What's up?
Less more means what?
Means nothing.
It means not a goddamn
thing. Just negates each other.
That's my point about Zachy.
And that's
he says less more than Mikey.
What a lyric. I mean, you are on fire. You're like Dylan in the late 60s. Like,
Dylan's got nothing on you.
Oh, bro. You're even better than the Dylan resurgence of the mid-80s.
Yeah. The batshit crazy Dylan.
Everybody, does more than Mikey, but his less is more than everything. Hey, Will, these lyrics are great. I look in your eyes and see it, man.
Nothing matters. Bob Dylan doing Will Smith's lyrics. Nothing matters.
Zachy is better than Maggie because more is less, but less is more. And everybody knows.
So I'm just laughing because y'all.
You
laughing.
Got the text.
Wait, can you explain who Bob Dylan is now to Will? He's not getting it.
I know Bob Dylan. Oh, okay. One of my favorite songs is by Bob Dylan.
What song?
No, Bob Dylan, not Bob Marley.
He was OG Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan did a song.
Here we go.
Sing it.
What's it sound like? I'll give you a beat.
No. Surely. We're immediately going to Fat Boys. Don't do that.
Hurricane.
Damn it.
Hurricane?
No.
Is it a song you wrote?
Name some of the songs.
I mean, no, I'm not going to name a song because then you're just going to say that song.
Oh, yeah.
I
tried to get you out of it. I gave you one. Yeah.
Pop Goes the Weasel?
No, Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yeah.
He goes, Pop Goes the Weasel. He goes Pop. But the Weasel, man.
It's not one of his most brilliant tunes.
But it's good. But it's good.
I mean, he started at Cafe Wa. It's 2 doors down.
Is that right?
Yeah.
As soon as
there's
I
a great
podcast,
story about Gnome's dad throwing
blowing
out a
in the
of
wind.
Tapes.
A little blowing in the wind.
Dylan. Dylan.
Jeez.
Hey, I'm coming out with a new album with Will Smith.
Oh, wait, I'm getting him mixed up with John Stewart. No, not John Stewart. What's the singer name? Not John Stewart. Wait, not John Stewart. What's the singer name with Stewart in his name?
Rod Stewart,
John Stewart,
Bob Dylan.
No one has ever.
Never.
If you think I'm sexy, you are my body. Come on, baby, let a man out of prison.
Here's your moment of zen.
Yeah. Forever Young is a Dylan song.
It is.
They see.
Forever Young.
What, name me some of Rod Stewart's songs real quick.
We just did
Forever Young songs, though.
Yeah,
not Forever Young.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one Stewart does isn't a Dylan song. The one the band does
is the Dylan
song.
Yeah, but that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Is it who?
The band.
Just white guy talk.
It's all, this is the whitest this show
really
has been. So what, the band? And then the band moved up to Jericho, New York.
Of course they did.
Top 10.
Top 10 workout songs.
No, not
workout.
No.
Only one.
No, no,
nothing gets me more jacked like, than blowing in the wind.
In the news,
I can really do some power cleans to fucking Maggie's farm.
There you go.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah, they stone you when you walk into the door.
Put it on. I got to set my new fucking max for bench.
Yeah. Spot me and throw on Maggie May, will you?
Get behind me, bro. Get behind me.
Dude, that's all the songs?
That's all the songs. Like that's a lot.
I think it might be. Hold on.
It's just one page.
No, is it one of these early songs? I think you passed it. Go back. You're in my heart.
Closing strong.
You're in my heart. You're in my heart. What's that one about?
I have no idea. Oh, yeah. It's from
You're in my heart.
You're in my soul. You're in that when I grow old.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that is the worst.
Put that on
Bob
real
Dylan
quick.
Can't sing, and that's the
I just need to see the lyrics. So
can you imagine him and Bob Dylan in a conversation?
When I see the lyrics, I'm going.
I don't know what you were saying.
Huh? What were you saying?
That's a reality
you
show,
no,
you bitch.
No, you go. No, Will, you go. Will doing the podcast with Bob Dylan.
Rod Stewart got some of the illest lyrics in this song. Dude.
I mean, the fact that we're talking about Rod Stewart lyrics over Bob Dylan lyrics is fucking insanity. How's your afternoon? I think we praised Rod Stewart's songwriting. Yeah.
You know, Neil Diamond's pretty good. Have you heard Dustin Diamond? Yeah.
Let's get to him.
My love for you is immeasurable. My respect for you is immense. You're ageless, timeless, and fineless. Your beauty and your elegance. Your in comedy. Your sympathy and a play.
Wait, can you go to the top of that again? Your what?
Your rasp, the app.
Rhapsody,
thank you.
The app. The app.
All comes
your
back to the app.
Your rasp, a comedy. Dude. Your sympathy and a play. Every love song you ever written. But honey, what do you see in me? Dude, how
killing it.
Did y'all hear that?
Straight poetry.
I think my favorite lyric was symphony.
Yeah.
Symphony's good.
It's hard to hear you speak with all this cum in my ear. That's how great those lyrics are.
What?
My ears are coming to those beautiful lyrics.
Yeah.
Well, I have to leave.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I love
it. Hey, we got to go, right?
Let's wrap this puppy up.
Let's wrap it up, man. We had a good time here. I learned a lot from you whites.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a dumb website. I'll be in Cap City in Austin, Texas. The last week in November, the 28th through the 2nd. Tickets are at dansoder.com. At dansoder on Twitter and Instagram.
Will, Brian, I'm not sure you know about the show, but everybody do a shout out of where they're going to be or things they're doing. So, Brian, can
So I wrote this movie with Will. We're kickstarting it on Kickstarter. I Am Maurice. It's a boxing film. Will's going to star in it. We wrote it together. We're producing it. Help us raise the money. We got 13 days to go. I Am Maurice. Kickstarter.
Shula?
You can
Jew of the show?
Yeah, man.
I'm also a Jew. I just want to
get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
No, Gabby, get in there.
Let's get out of here.
There's a one Jew quote on this show. You can, my website, Shalom Shuli, Twitter, Shalom Shuli. 16th through the 18th of November, I'm in Minnesota at the Royal Comedy Theater. Go see me there. LA in December, doing a charity gig, 15th, 16th. And November 10th, I'm in Philly through New York Comedy Club. Everything's on my website. I got a Twitch channel. Go nuts. Have fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Gabby?
I'll be on Wednesday night. I'm at Sketch Block at the Under St. Mark's Theater. And then I'm at the Triad on Thursday.
Doing what?
For the Comedy Blender show.
Doing what?
Stand up.
Oh, okay. So let the people know that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people know what Gabby's doing. You know what I'm saying?
And then I'll be in Asbury Park on the 21st.
What's going on in Asbury? Are you just trick-or-treating?
Yeah, okay. I'm just trick-or-treating. I'll just be around. Find me.
Okay.
And I'll be doing stand-up at the Saint. And then the 27th, I'm at Broadway Comedy Club. Yeah.
Mikey?
Well, real quick, because Dan, you have the Bonfire, Billions, right?
Yeah.
Thursday, the Bonfire.
You
just went on to Brian, but it's okay.
Bonfire on Comedy Central.
How you forget Sirius the Bonfire,
XM.
Dude?
I don't ever forget the Bonfire.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Thanks, dude. Me and Big J.
Jay
at the Bonfire. SXM.
I just did it. I had a blast with you guys.
Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
And when's the new season of Billions start?
May. We're filming it right now.
Oh, they filmed that in my neighborhood.
Greenpoint?
No, Park Slope.
Yeah.
That's one of the houses.
So you don't
yeah,
know.
They're right on my street.
They don't film my part there. They film my part in Greenpoint.
They don't film in East New York.
I was
Why would they? It's just a weird place to film. They also don't film in Canarsie or Sheepshead Bay. Are we just going to keep naming neighborhoods they don't film in? Ozone Park. Why don't we film in Ozone Park?
I'll be in Austin this Friday and be headlining Laugh Out Loud in San Antonio on the 15th.
They should call Austin awesome.
And then
I agree with that.
You guys want to go see Bobby? He's going to be at Morty's Comedy Joint this weekend at Indianapolis. It's going to be the 2nd through the 4th. And then after that, he'll be at Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island, 10th and 11th. And, of course, be a part of Comics Come Home on November 18th. Make sure you guys check all those out. American Comedy Company San Diego at the end of November. Governor's Brokerage in December. Gotham Comedy Club the week of Christmas. So check those things out, guys. You can get those tickets.
Zachy?
Zach the new guy.
That's his thing.
Yeah, you going to be anywhere besides?
I'm going to be home just... being Zach the new guy.
Zach is
amazing.
Ultimate.
5 years from now,
boy.
I hope you're still Zach the new guy.
I'm a me and Brian once again doing I Am Maurice. Go to Kickstarter.com.
Share it.
And go to I Am Maurice. Search I Am Maurice, and you know, help us make this movie happen. And also, I'm at the Comedy Cellar, and I'll be in Pakistan the end of November, doing a week of shows there.
Sweet.
Awesome.
And if you guys want to come to the show, sit on the couch, email us at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude? And if you want to send us anything, like fan stuff, this is our address. Comedy Cellar, 117 McDougal Street, New York, New York. 112 is the zip.
I want to thank Robert Kelly for letting me do this podcast.
We got one more thing.
Oh, and we have a live show next week
at
Public Hotel. On the 7th.
For the New York Comedy Festival.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on that show. Can I be on that show? Who's on that show?
I have to look it up. We'll talk after.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I mean, no.
No.
What?
Yeah. We want to make it available.
Yeah. That's going to be a high show. Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, that's working out, dude.
Put me down. Brian, you going to be there? Brian ain't going to be there. He can't. He got to call his wife.
So, yeah, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Tag us in any pictures you have with Bobby. And yeah, guys, that's it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free. Show!